Officer Benjamin Benton, end of watch, September 22, 1858. On September 22, 1858, Officer Burke answered the call for a rowdy house on Biddle Street near Pennsylvania Avenue. Things quickly escalated, and Burke knew he needed help. With a double rap of his baton against the brick wall of the building, an officer's signature call for assistance resounded in the streets and alleyways. Without a second thought, officers Benjamin Benton and Robert Rigdon were on their way. David Houck, John Eisenhart, and Henry Gambrill were told that they were under arrest. The fight was intense when those around them fought to free the men. Henry Gambrill was able to step back from the fight, level a pistol he had concealed on him, and fired at near point-blank range into Officer Benton's head. Officer Benton was dead immediately. Houck, Eisenhart, and Gambrill fled into the night, but with their identities known and Benton's fellow officers tracking them down, they were brought before a judge the very next day. Officer Rigdon raised his hand and swore an oath to tell the truth, naming Henry Gambrill as the killer. And for that, Gambrill would also pay the ultimate price.